from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Thursday. It is opening day at the spa. Oh, yeah, man. Can you tell the excitement out there? Opening day for Saratoga's meet, and of course, we'll be here covering it for you. We have some surprises for you, so stand by. We want to welcome everybody that are watching us on YouTube at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and of course everybody else listening on our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, you know, all the other platforms that we broadcast on, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, got that covered too with the apps, KSHP app for the radio, and of course the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well on your iPhone or Android, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome all of you to the Race Day Show today. All right, I'm going to set the table for you right now. Right now here in Las Vegas, it is 93 degrees out here. We're going to get up to 119 today. I'm going to tell you, we have been over 115 degrees for quite a while here in Las Vegas. We are in an excessive heat warning situation right now. So stay hydrated out there, kids and pets inside, and check on the elderly. Anybody else that can handle the heat, just check on them, okay? Just stay hydrated. Water, 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 stay hydrated. All right, as far as the rest of the country is concerned, we're looking at pretty good clear skies all the way through. We got some action in the northeast part of the country and right over Florida. There's a lot of action going on there. Otherwise, it's clear around the country. But more importantly for us, anyhow, is what's going on in Saratoga Springs on opening day here at Saratoga. Well, we can tell you, our man on the scene right there at Saratoga, right in the middle of Saratoga, right by the racetrack, Jonathan Ardoon tells us that it rained for about 2 hours last night at Saratoga. What they are officially doing today at opening day at Saratoga says they'll be mostly cloudy and 75 degrees by post time. Jonathan said it's beautiful right now, but the rain has already done its damage at Saratoga for opening day. The track will be labeled muddy. It will start out as muddy, and there will be no turf racing today at Saratoga, which means races 2, 4, 7, 8, and 11 are coming off the turf, rescheduled for the main track. At the 5.5 furlong races will be at corresponding distances, and then we have different distances for the other races at Saratoga. I believe in the second race was scheduled for 1.375 on the turf, now 1.25 on the main track. Fourth race, 5.5 furlongs on the main, as it was on the turf. The seventh race will be 5.5 furlongs on the main, as it was scheduled for the turf. The eighth race goes from 1.16 on the turf to 1 flat mile on the main track. And then the 11th and final race, same deal there, was scheduled for 1.16 on the Mellon Turf course, transferred to the main track at 1 mile there. So those are the conditions as they as we speak right now at Saratoga. We're checking the right now the latest on the scratches. There are none. There are no late scratches so far posted for Saratoga. But it's a nice day out there at Saratoga today. Now your surprise. We have decided on this race day show that during Saratoga and Del Mar, we're going to do a little bit extra. We call it the Race Day Extra. And what happens is at the end of our regularly scheduled one-hour show, at the end of that show, we will go to a commercial break. And after that, only on YouTube South Point Streaming Network, there will be an extra portion of our regular shows. Only on YouTube. It will not be simulcast on any of the other platforms that we have that we're doing now. Only at YouTube and South Point Studios. You go to YouTube, you go to the search bar, you go to South Point Studios, it'll get you to the page, you click it on, and you'll be able to see the extra show. And what we're going to do is, been thinking about this for quite a while. Our bookmakers here, especially the sports bookmakers here, they play the horses. They love the races. Chris Andrews, Vinny Melillo, etc. And Dwayne Colucci over there at the Rampart. They all are great horse players, and they're great handicappers. So we're going to utilize them a little bit for Saratoga and Del Mar. So today, we're going to bring in Vinny Melillo, and he's going to be doing the extra show with me. It's going to be right after the main show. Right at the top of the hour, we go to a few commercials. We'll come back with the Race Day Extra show on YouTube, streaming only. No other place. And Vinny and I are going to go over three specific races today at Saratoga. Going to be handicapping them, etc. We'll bring in Vinny a little bit later on during this show. But that's the surprise, and that's our guest for today. We're trying to do a little bit of extra Saratoga and Del Mar. And if this works out the way we think it will, then we'll continue to do some of these extra shows during the weeks and during the days and the weeks of Del Mar and Saratoga. So stand by for that, okay? All right. So we got it all settled and ready to go, except for one thing. The impasse between FanDuel race, the FanDuel betting platform and FanDuel cable horse racing television network. And the New York Racing Association, that obviously represents Saratoga, are still at an impasse, which means all the folks out there that have either a FanDuel account or wanting to watch the races on FanDuel at Saratoga Day will not be able to do that. Now, of course, you know, Saratoga has a deal with the Fox broadcasting, so you'll be able to watch the Saratoga races on their Fox Sports Network. But as far as betting is concerned, as far as your betting accounts are concerned, if you have one for FanDuel, you're going to have to find another one for today, because as we speak, that impasse has not been settled yet. And that's awful, an awful shame, especially for all of the positive anticipation we have for the Saratoga meeting. But Saratoga will be underway today, and you know what's going to happen a week from Saturday. That's when we kick in Del Mar, and then we'll have a racing breakfast, lunch and dinner from the beach to the spa. So it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. All right. One note about Saratoga that raised a concern for handicappers, and certainly for horsemen too, I think, that you remember the trainer Chad Brown during the four-day meet, the Belmont Racing Festival at Saratoga last month. During that 4 days, Chad Brown, the trainer, was complaining about how hard the main track was. He didn't believe it had enough cushion, where he thought it was a speed favoring and it was hard for closers to happen. So we're going to be watching on that today. He said recently that the track has been working with trying to make the track a little bit less hard and more conducive to fair racing. So we'll wait and see. But remember, that is Chad Brown's view of it. And maybe he didn't do so well at that meeting, and that might have a little bit of a skew in his opinion. But in any case, we thought we'd pass that on to you as well. Now, today, the feature race will be the Schuylerville for two-year-old fillies. There are 11 entered in that race before scratches. And, of course, coming up this weekend, Saturday is going to be a big day at Saratoga. We have quite a few stakes races there at Saturday at Saratoga. And certainly it'll be a big racing day, that's for sure. One of those races, of course, is the Diana, where Chad Brown has half of the field. He has five of the 10 starters in the Diana. He's won that race 7 out of the last 8 years. But that race, remember, is on the turf. So, and the Sanford Stakes as well for the two-year-olds. Today for the two-year-old fillies and the open Sanford Stake for open for two-year-olds. And they have a field of 8 in that one. They will also have the Kelso Handicap on that day at Saratoga. Three big stakes races coming up this weekend at Saratoga. And, of course, today is also opening day at Colonial Downs. Don't want to forget about that. Colonial Downs is opening today. Of course, that is an owned and operated racetrack of Churchill Downs Incorporated. So we got a lot going on for the show today. So without any further ado, we're going to go to our first break. Jonathan Ardoon standing by. He's chomping at the bit there at Saratoga. Rich Eng will be along with us. Of course, John Lindo and Jerry J is back. He'll be with us. And, of course, we're going to get Vinny on the show before we get to that extra show. Remember, if you're not familiar with YouTube, you got to get it done today. If you're listening on any other platform, go to YouTube and hit South Point Studios, and you'll get started with the streaming show, which will be the extra show as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this opening day at Saratoga, this almost Friday, Thursday. And for those of you listening out there right now that have not yet tried YouTube streaming South Point, here's the deal. Listen very carefully. Just get on your computer, go to Google. In the search bar at Google, search for South Point Studio. Just type out South Point Studio in Google. It will take you to a page. And at the top of that page, you'll see South Point Studio link. Just hit the link, and you'll be here, ready to go with us for the extra show after this show. All right? Google South Point Studio, and then when that comes up on the page, you hit that search. When that comes up on the page, at the top, you'll see a link, a link that says South Point Studio YouTube. So all one, just hit that link. That's all you got to do is click on that, and you'll be here ready to go, okay? And we are now ready to go with the racing menu for today. This is today's racing menu. Remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas getting ready to bet Saratoga and all the other great races today, these will be the first post times we roll out in the race book right behind us. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else around the world on many different platforms and other time zones, adjust whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll get started at the right start times for wherever you're at, because we don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. First post times are Pacific, and we begin with the racing menu today with Colonial Downs. It is opening day at Colonial Downs. They have 12 races there. The first two races will be 2.25-mile turf hurdles. These will be the jumpers. The first two races will be hurdles. As a matter of fact, the first three races will be hurdles. Okay, so you got three steeplechase races in a row. First, second, and third. And then races 4-12 will be the regular thoroughbreds, or as we call them, the flats. So you've got 13 races overall at Colonial Downs. Make that 12 races at Colonial Downs. Three will be the hurdles, and there will be 9 thoroughbreds. First post time at Colonial Downs on opening day today is at 8:45, so they're getting started early at Colonial Downs. Belterra Park is next. Belterra Park has 8 races. Their first post time is 9:35. And then we get to Saratoga, the spa. It's opening day at Saratoga, 11 races. And again, track will start off in muddy conditions, no turf racing. All the turf races are now transferred to the main track again. Second race, 1.25 miles on the main. Fourth race, 5.5 furlongs on the main. Seventh race, 5.5 furlongs on the main. Eighth race, 1 mile on the main track. 11th race, 1 mile on the main track. The feature race today is the Schuylerville for 2-year-old fillies going 6 furlongs. 11 go to the post. Right now, we have no late scratches to report at Saratoga. All I can tell you is the track will start off in muddy conditions and no turf racing today. In the Schuylerville right now, in the 11 Philly field, It is a wide open event, so wide open that the morning line favorite, Complexion, is at 7 to 2 with John Velasquez aboard. So Complexion, 7 to 2 in the favorite Schuylerville. Opening day at Saratoga. First post time is at 10:10 Pacific time at Saratoga. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 9 races. The last race will be a quarter horse race. The first 8 will be thoroughbreds. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10. 11:10, Horseshoe Indianapolis. Hawthorne Racecourse. Their first post time at Hawthorne is 9 races is at 12:10. 12:10 for the first race at Hawthorne Racecourse today. By the way, Horseshoe Indianapolis does have a super high five carryover of $4,650. Okay, that's at Horseshoe Indianapolis. As far as Hawthorne is concerned, they got a regular pick five. A regular pick five carryover today at Hawthorne, $12,876. That's today at Hawthorne. First post time is at 12:10. Then we go to Woodbine. Woodbine has a pick six jackpot carryover today of $66,625. They also have a super high five jackpot carryover, $10,188. 8 races today at Woodbine. First post time there is at 1:50 at Woodbine. Penn National. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time at Penn Net today is set at 2:45 at Penn National today. Then we go to Canterbury Park. 8 races, 7 thoroughbreds, 1 quarter horse race. The last race will be a quarter horse race at Canterbury Park, and a first post time there of 3:10. Evangeline Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is set at 3:30. And we wrap it up with Charlestown races. Charlestown has 8 races. First post time is 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $26,121. And that is the racing menu for today. But, you know, we're all going to be centering on the opening day at Saratoga. And this guy is ready to chomp at the bit and get ready to go. So let's bring him in. Jonathan Hardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I am doing fine, my man. I'm going to tell you, I'm getting ready to play Saratoga. And the good thing about it is no steeplechase race to start off the races today at Saratoga. So that's good news, that's for sure. But you indicated to me earlier today when we had a conversation before that it rained overnight.
Yeah, it rained about 1 o'clock in the morning. It rained for 2 straight hours, and it came down pretty good. They were expecting a lot more rain than came, but I guess they're being overly cautious today, and all the races have been taken off the turf.
Well, you would think so, because after all, this is day one of the Saratoga meeting, and they don't want to chop up the turf course. After all, it has to be in pretty much of a pristine condition, considering it had almost 1 month of inactivity before the opening today. So we can understand that, that's for sure. The track is muddy. Let me ask you this, Jonathan. We know Churchill Downs, how fast that racetrack can dry out from muddy conditions. What is kind of like the time frame for muddy to somewhat near fast or in good condition as far as Saratoga is concerned? How long do you think it'll take to get that muddy track in better shape?
Probably by after a couple of races. One thing they have going for them, Ralph, it is absolutely hot here, so that'll help it dry out. There's no moisture in the air. It's one of those hot, muggy days, so it'll dry out a lot sooner than usual, I would think, and a lot quicker than usual. By the way, Ralph, breaking news. I just got an email from my TVG host informing me that TVG will be offering Saratoga at least for...
So they got a little rider going on there, a little last minute deal that they're going to do it for today. They didn't say they settled the problem. They just said they're going to do it for today.
She said Saratoga will be offered at TVG for today.
Of course, that's FanDuel, by the way, folks. That is TVG.
Yeah, FanDuel TVG. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
No, that's okay.
And, good news, because people were really upset about this, and they're forcing people to open multiple betting platforms.
Sure.
You know, I have accounts at NYRA and other places, mm-hmm. but not everybody does that. And it's not fair to the players. And players are creatures of habit. They don't like change. Anybody that knows any gamblers, they like things just to stay the same, and they deal with it. But when they start making a switch, it's not very comfortable.
All right. Now, that, of course, is different than the switch we're asking people to do, to go to the extra show on YouTube afterwards.
We're giving you something extra.
Right.
We're not taking anything away. Extra is always good. If you like it, you add on and you slowly adapt to it.
Yeah.
But when they take something away, you're like lost.
You might be able to take away my beer, but not my betting, for goodness sakes. You know, there. So for today, FanDuel TV will be in operation for bets, and they'll be showing the races at Saratoga. We're assuming that this is part of the deal to get it done completely, and it would be interesting to see who blinked first. But in any case, I don't care who blinked as long as it got
done. It's kind of like when Vegas was at the impasse with Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
You know, they wait and they hold out. It's negotiations. You wait and you hold out to the last possible minute. By them not showing Saratoga on TVG, that can't possibly be good for anybody.
You're absolutely right. I'm so glad they got it settled. But you know what? It's always running here in the book. And even if it's 118 degrees outside, it's fast, firm, and perfect here. And they'll let you bet and drink your beer. So how about that?
There you go.
All right, in any case, we've got 11 races today at Saratoga. All I know about Saratoga, and now obviously I'm not a handicapper that really gets into the handicapping like you professionals do, but I can tell you this, that handicapping over the years as I do, the one thing that I noticed about Saratoga is all the key big trainers want to win races. Everybody wants to win a race at Saratoga to keep their clients happy, their big ticket clients happy. And it is really one of those really genuine horses for courses course, because if horses have run well up there before, they do the same over again, even though they might have off forms leading up to Saratoga. Am I correct?
No question about it. First of all, this is the most important meet of all, of any racing, you know, as far as East Coast is concerned. The big trainers all come here loaded. It's not like other meets. It's a short time, you know, it's 6 or 7 weeks, and they got to get everything out, and they got to get their points across. You will see at this meet, and the same thing for Del Mar, it's the most important meet for certain trainers to win races. You know, every good two-year-old that's available and able to race will be shown off at both Saratoga and Del Mar. People point to this meet for months, even all year. They point, this is the most important meet for, as far as horsemen are concerned, as far as trainers are concerned, and even as far as bettors are concerned. You make a terrific point, Ralph. No other track in the country is horses for courses more prevalent than at Saratoga. Even Del Mar also, but Saratoga, you could be totally off form. You show up at Saratoga, and boom, everything turns around, and you just got to be sharp. You got to pay attention. Watch the board. Money is very strong here. You know, when horses get bet that shouldn't be getting bet, pay attention.
And another thing about Saratoga that I noticed for sure is, with the weather up there, and how the weather moves through, et cetera, where it, you know, could be a great one race, and then by the next race it could be a downpour, that the humidity sometimes plays a part in the horses out there. So you got to keep an eye on what's going on weather-wise, because some horses might come out in a post-parade, et cetera, that look as if though they're washed out, and it really is just no more than the humidity, right?
Yeah, and a lot of horses, they'll water down in the paddock here, so they'll come out, they look like they're dripping wet, but it's not necessarily from sweat. It's really that they got, you know, they went through the car wash before they let them on the track, and that's a good thing.
Now, of course, you were talking about how important it is for the trainers, the horsemen, to have a big meet there, and for their big-time, ticket clients.
Clients.
But
right.
I can tell you this, it is certainly a feather in the cap for the jockeys to be having a great Saratoga meet. Now, the IRAD and Jose Ortiz, they've been switching around, winning the Saratoga meet since, I think, 2015. One of the two brothers have won every one of the meets leading up to this one. But times have changed now, because they got some new, very talented riders that are going to be plying their craft, and they're going to be in the jocks room this year riding at Saratoga.
Well, you're going to have Flavian Pratt full-time, and he's working his way up the ladder in the Chad Brown barn. I mean, you know, he's using him as much or more than any other rider. You got Frankie Dettori spending the summer here. So that's two pretty big additions, not to mention the usual cast of characters. So while the Ortiz brothers may be the favorite in the book to win the title, mm-hmm. not so fast, my friend.
Well, and Manny Franco is coming off fresh off of the jockey title there at the spring meet at Belmont at Aqueduct. But you got Javi Castellano, you got Luis Saez.
The last was Johnny V. Yeah. You got Hall of Famers. You got Joel Rosario going into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You have Castellano, like you said. The only guy that's been around all winter that won't be riding here regularly will be Trevor McCarthy. He is going to stay at Colonial Downs and come here, I think, a couple of days a week. But for the most part, he moved his tack to Colonial Downs.
And I got to tell you, not to overshadow Colonial Downs, they've got some top-rated riders and some top stables that are going there as well for that meet. So that's going to be a lot of fun. To kind of intersperse the Colonial Downs between all the races going on at Saratoga and Del Mar, too.
Yeah, but they made a big mistake, Ralph. Last year when Churchill Downs bought them or whatever, they decided to run up against Saratoga and Del Mar, which I still can't figure out. They used to run on Mondays and Tuesdays. They were basically the only game in town, and people enjoyed playing it on the dark days here. Going up against Saratoga and in a week Del Mar, how smart could that be? But that's what Churchill Downs decided, and good luck to them.
And, you know, a testament to that is when Delaware Park canceled Saturday's races because of the heat, and it was a day when they had several stakes races. They ran it on Monday, and I know, as I did, and as well as a lot of other players that may not have participated at all in betting any races on Monday, were playing Delaware Park, so that does make all the sense in the world. To do that, but we'll wait and see how that shakes out. And another, dimension is that Colonial Downs is in the same time zone, the same time period as Saratoga is, so they'll be running kind of, right up against them.
Heads up against them.
Where Del Mar comes in later in the day, so it's like you're getting two big race days each day, one from Del Mar and one from Saratoga, and it overlaps just maybe a couple of races in the daytime with the difference in the time zones.
That works out well. Saratoga leads into Del Mar. You'll miss the first or second race if you don't want to, they're on top of each other. But for the most part, it just makes it a marathon day, and that's good. Colonial Downs running it up against Saratoga and Del Mar, it's like the WNBA playing against the NBA. You'll watch an NBA game, and you'll watch a WNBA game if nothing else is on, example. Yeah. But if they're running up against each other, you're not watching the women's basketball for the most part. You'll be watching the NBA, and that's what I compare it to.
And folks, you can send the cards and letters to Jonathan Ardoon comparing the men against the women in the NBA. Not race day, just Jonathan Ardoon. All right. Let's get started, Jonathan, by looking at the feature race today, the Schuylerville for two-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs, 11 in the race. I still have no late scratches yet there. For the most part, I guess they'll run these fillies in the mud there, and it is a wide-open affair. I can't remember the last time I saw a stakes race at Saratoga where the morning line favorite was 7-2.
Yeah, it's a wide-open event, and there are some nice fillies in this race, and you're getting a full field, Ralph. You're getting all 11 horses. That's, assuming there are no late scratches. Problem with the race is you have horses that have just run once. Some of them ran extremely impressive, so it's one start. What does it mean? Complexion, the five-horse, the Danny Gargan filly, ran exceptionally well first time out, as did the Steve Asmussen horse, Viggy Deal, or Viggy Doll. Those are the main horses in the race, but Sherbini, the three-horse, the Marcassi filly had one start, and she ran well. It's a tough race, it's really a wide-open event. When you run once, what does it really mean? Second start could be totally different. So races like this, I'm not crazy about playing because they're just really too many unknowns.
Now, Jonathan, of course, as you say, that with the beautiful day out there and rather warm at Saratoga, by the time they get to the 10th race on the 11 race card, the muddy situation shouldn't be as bad at all for that race for the two-year-olds. But I guess it would behoove people to kind of look at what the breeding is as far as horses who may like the mud.
Yeah, and pay attention. Listen, that's the 10th race of the day, so you'll get some sort of a feel for the track. You'll know if speed is good or closes is good, if the rail is good or outside is good. You know, no reason to jump headfirst into the deep end of the pool. It's only opening day. It's a long meet. Take your time. Get a feel for it. Remember, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
All right. You got it, Jonathan. So if you're going to go ahead and probably take value in that Schuylerville today, where are we going with the pick?
We're going to go to the 7th race today, which was scheduled for the turf 5.5 furlongs. They had 13 horses entered. 5 of them, or 4 of them, were for MTO, so I don't think the field is going to be decimated here. I like the number 3 horse, Solib, a 5-year-old mare from the Tom Morley barn. Javier Castellano aboard to ride. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Her race on the dirt, 2 starts back, wins this race and wins it easily. I like number 3, Solib, to win today's 7th race. Out at Saratoga.
All right, Saratoga opening day. First pick from Jonathan, number 3, Solib. The 3, Solib, in the 7th race. And, of course, Jonathan, you have an entire sheet for today, right?
Yes, during this month or 8 to 10 weeks, whatever it is, we concentrate mainly on Saratoga and Del Mar. On weekends, I'll throw in maybe Monmouth or Gulfstream, but those are the 2 big tracks. This is the big time of year. Let's concentrate all our work mainly on those.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot. And I know the town is humming, and I know that I saw on X earlier today they had a posting of the opening the gates for the public at Saratoga, and they were running through there like somebody had set off a bomb or something. They were just running there trying to get the free seats.
It's like they have in Spain when they run for the bulls,
yep.
And the bulls are, that's what it looks like. They have picnic tables that are available to the public, but it's first come, first serve. So they line up at 5 in the morning or earlier to try to get those tables. And it's one of the few free things they still give you at Saratoga. Not many, but that's one of them.
Well, I can tell you that there are no tables left by now, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Our surprise guest is in the house, and we got Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J as well yet to go. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this opening day at Saratoga. Let's get right out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll bet you you're a little bit excited about the opening at Saratoga, right?
Oh, absolutely. Last year, I was fortunate enough to spend a weekend at Saratoga. Went to the races for 2 days. I did a book signing for my Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies book. Everything about Saratoga is fabulous, Ralph. I mean, and Jonathan really paints a great word picture about it. Not only the races, but the, you know, going away from the racetrack. Everybody's talking horse racing. Yep. You go get there, everybody's talking horse racing. Everyone's got a racing form. It's a great environment.
Yeah, the community really embraces the races there at Saratoga. Well, we got a muddy track to start off the meet, and, of course, all the turf races now on the main track. Richie, how do you see the Schuylerville, and do you have a pick at Saratoga for us today?
Yeah, I do have a pick in the Schuylerville, and before I get to it, I just want to make one real quick hint for folks, especially with so many races that come off the grass at Saratoga the entire meet. Please keep an eye out for the horses drawing in off the also eligible, and also keep an eye out on the main track only horses that sneak into these off the turf races that run on the main track. They are deadly, these MTOs, Ralph.
Yeah, so, and they're labeled as such, main track only, that's for sure. All right, Schuylerville,
I tell you what, I am going to jump into the deep end of the pool with my first pick, Ralph, mm-hmm. and the fact that when I took a look at this field, I know there's 11 fillies in the race, mm-hmm. but it's not the strongest group, believe it or not. I would put an over-under, for example, of 1.5 actually make the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies race out at Delmar later. So I'm going to go with what I think is the major, major class horse, the number 5 Complexion, 7-2 in the morning line. This is a half-sister to Jack Christopher. Mm-hmm. And if you remember who Jack Christopher was a couple of years ago, was one of the best 2-year-olds in the country
right.
and had a really good 3-year-old season. I think this horse outclasses the field. Number 5, Complexion in race 10.
All right, you're going right to the Schuylerville, the 10th race on the card. Number 5, Complexion, 7-2 with John Velasquez aboard, the 5 in the 10th race. And Richie, you've got a sheet that covers quite a bit of racetracks around the country today, don't you?
Yeah, I put together a simulcast sheet, so there's I cherry pick races from coast to coast, okay. and Complexion is going to be an add-on. But I think it should be a fun day of horse racing, Ralph.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Before we go to our final break and get John and Jerry on the show, the tease at the top of the show. Our guest is now here, Vinny Melullo, of course, one of the bookmakers here at the South Point. And Vinny, we're doing a special show after the regular race day show because, you know, a lot of people don't know that you, the bookmakers, the sports bookmakers here, you and Chris and certainly Dwayne over there at the Rampart, love to play horses.
Oh, Ralph, it's first of all, it's great to be with you. Love being on with the guys. And, I mean, horse racing's in our blood. I mean, it's been part of it. I grew up, my first bet was on a horse. I was 8 years old. I think I told you the story. My Uncle Tony told me we were going, you want to go see some animals? I was bored. I want to go see some animals. I thought we were going to the Bronx Zoo. I said, Uncle Tony, how come the only animals here are horses? He said, it's a very special zoo.
Yeah,
and there we were at 8 years old. So I was hooked. And then, you know, of course, Ralph, in our business, there was a time when we were booking races, so we really had to immerse ourselves in it. Mm-hmm. Prior to 1991, when pari mutuel became legal here in the state of Nevada, we were booking races, and we had race decisions sometime were bigger than NFL games.
That's right.
So we had to really do a deep dive into the horse racing scene, and we've stayed with it all the time. You know, Chris and I, Dwayne, love it. We love this time of year, especially and just to look at Saratoga.
Oh man!
And I've been there. It's been a long time because I've been here for so long. Mm-hmm. But a special place. You've been there, of course. Yeah. Del Mar. These are the two biggest meets of the year, by the way, for us here in Nevada in terms of handle. You know, you look at the months that handle the most, it's not going to surprise anybody that May leads it, right? And, of course, November with the Breeders' Cup. But I have to tell you, July and August, highlighted by Saratoga and Del Mar, Ralph, even though a lot of us get down there and a lot of folks from here go down there,
sure.
Two of the highest handle months of the year.
Well, you know, what we're going to do on the Race Day Show is we're going to have some extra shows.
Mm-hmm.
And highlight our bookmakers here, you and Chris and Dwayne, in handicapping some of the races, either at Saratoga or Del Mar, whatever you prefer. And these extra shows will be only on the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube. So at the top of the show will be, when we conclude this show at the top of the hour, we're going to come back with the extra show for Saratoga today featuring Vinny Mugliolo, and we're going to go over some races and handicap those races for you. So make sure you keep staying tuned if you're on YouTube, and if you're hearing on any of the other platforms we have out there, it's time for you to get to YouTube and check it out. So, Vinny, stand by. We're going to be doing the extra show.
Looking forward to it, Ralph. I think it's a good feature.
We're so excited about that. Okay, we're going to be right back, and we're going to wrap up this hour, the Race Day Show, with John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz standing by, so don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone. And if you're craving a taste of Italy, come experience delicious Italian cuisine and the attentive service at Don Vito's. Our culinary team starts with the freshest ingredients and transforms them into traditional favorites. And don't forget Italian desserts. Don Vito's. Savor the taste of Italy. Finally, if sushi is more your style, join us at the popular Zenshin Asian restaurant and sushi bar, where we're serving up the freshest sashimi, nigiri, and sushi rolls. And beyond the sushi, an exciting contemporary Asian cuisine menu. Plus a variety of specialty drinks, Japanese and domestic beer, wine, and sake. Balance your hunger with Zenshin.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on this Almost Friday Thursday show, opening day at Saratoga. We go now to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. And I want to remind everybody out there that John Lindo's Lindo Report for this opening day at Saratoga is available only in one place here in your gaming capital. It is right here at the South Point in the South Point Racebook. It is free, complimentary to you because they love horse players here at the South Point. John, good morning.
Oh, great to see Vinny on the air with you, and I'll be listening after we're done with our show.
Yeah, well, we're going to be tapping you on the shoulder and our other handicappers as well as we move along. If these extra shows are as popular as we think they are with our listeners and the folks out there, we're going to be kind of highlighting Saratoga and Del Mar during the season. So we thought we'd surprise everybody with the extra show today. And Although the track is money at Saratoga, I can tell you one thing, John. The turf races have been decimated with a multitude of scratches.
I've been refreshing and refreshing trying to get the scratches. I didn't get them before we were here, so we'll have to ad-lib on the fly after we're done doing our segment here.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, I know you guys are getting set and ready, and everybody's heading on down to Del Mar on the West Coast, but I got to think that everybody's kind of chomping at the bit to get started with Saratoga today.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is the start of summer, really. You know, we go day to night, like you say, and it's always fun. You never know what you're going to see as far as quality when you get out to Saratoga, so you never know where the next big horse might be. It might be today, so we'll see what happens.
A handicapping hint for Saratoga that is different from the basic handicapping at any other racetrack. What is it?
That main track changes as much as any main track in the nation because of all the weather there. You'll get drying out track, a real firm surface when they're trying to protect it from rain. So you have to go to school every day. You're not going to get the same track every day, and you have to be willing to adjust on the fly. That to me is the main thing with Saratoga.
All right, you got it, my man. Let's have a pick.
I'm going to go into Schuylerville. I know it's a popular race, and with a big field of two-year-olds, I love the way number 10, Vigi Doll, broke her maiden at Churchill Downs. Not only that she went wire to wire, but the way she ran through the wire. She'll love furlongs from the outside. I don't think she has to be on the lead. And at 9 to 2 on the morning line, this is a filly that I think has got a lot of potential. In the 10th race, number 10, Vigi Doll, 9 to 2, Tyler Gaffalione riding at Saratoga.
I can tell you right now, there are no late scratches so far in that race. They're all still going, and you gave me a Sirocco play with Rich Eng, that's for sure. You like the 10, Vigi Doll. The 10 in the 10th race, the Schuylerville. Richie came earlier with the 5, so I got my Sirocco play on opening day at Saratoga, the box in the exacta of 5, 10, 10, 5. John, I want to thank you so much, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck to
you. All right, you got it. And now we're going to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. We caught a muddy day over at Saratoga.
Well, you know, I guess the answer to that is what else is new?
Right.
All right, so what are we looking for today?
That's how it goes.
What are we looking for today?
Well, you know, obviously, we want to find horses that like running at Saratoga. We want to find horses that have shown some liking for running in a sloppy or muddy surface. Mm-hmm. We're not going to worry about good surfaces too much because that's more like a fast track. And we're going to look for star horse. Any kind of my star horses or your star horses. Any mm-hmm. kind of horse that he feels really in improving form. Because when a horse is in improving form, they will handle a wet track maybe where they didn't handle it so great in the last time, they'll handle it much better. So we want to get good improving form if possible.
So in other words, improving form will tell us that if they didn't run basically on an off track before, because they have an improving form, they may very well run better on the off track this time.
Right. Okay. Right, exactly. Well, you know, they may not be, quote, mutters, but they can still run on and off track if mm-hmm. they're in good form. That's what you want. Sometimes a horse who's not in the best of form, if he doesn't catch the surface he likes, he can't quite put out the way he wants to. But if he feels really physically fit and he's ready to run hard, he'll overcome some of the obstacles that he couldn't overcome before. So improving form is always my first go-to on any situation, because horses can surprise you to the upside at a big price.
Okay, let's get started. You have your power pages for Saratoga available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Give me a winner on the opening day at Saratoga.
I'm only got one play for you today because of the turf races came off, so yeah. I'm a little discombobulated. In the 5th race, Call Bob, the 8 horse for Eduardo Caramorori. But whatever. With Jaime Torzo. I really like this horse a lot. First time he ran over Saratoga. He ran really improved number, in my opinion. He was going at the wrong distance at 7 furlongs. Turns back to 6. And I really think this is the right spot for the horse at 6-1. It looks like a gift to me in terms of value. I'll take the 8. I'll make a win place bet here on the 8 in the 5th race. I'll play the 8 over the 3, 6, and 10. Do some reverses. Maybe I'll add in another horse or two when I see who's getting money at that time. I'll leave that to you guys.
Okay.
But the 8 in race number 5, that's my feature play in Pop-Up.
All right, 5th race, the 8. Link-ups are 3, 6, and 10, and reverse. That's in the 5th race, Saratoga. Don't forget, folks, if you are trying the extra show for the first time, Google South Point Studio, click the link when it comes up, and you'll be right here ready to go. We're going to take a break, and then we're coming back with the Race Day Extra Show with Vinny Migliolo standing by. In the meantime, Jerry, what do you got to say, buddy?
Have a great Race Day.
Race Day Las Vegas this morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.